Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Everybody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Everybody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That's much better. Hallelujah. Well, it's Friday night, and we usually have Holy Spirit meetings. Somebody say, thank God for the move.
Thank God for the move.
There's a lot going on. There is so much going on. I tell you what, and you can just discern when God's about, he's up to something. And when he's up to something, you can usually discern it. And they're different. You can walk with God for years and years and years and always yet be learning something new, always yet discerning something different, you know, or experiencing God in a different way. You know, it's kind of weird. You're just like, where? And you think to yourself, where have I been? It's not like you've learned to do it. It's like God just turned certain things on in you that weren't once on. And I just feel like at times, you know, and when you first got baptized in the Holy Spirit, or you first got saved, and how you usually just pick, and everything was just so new, and everything was so exciting, you were just, you know, finding out about stuff. Well, I tell you what, this last several weeks for me has kind of been like that. You know, it's been like a new thing going on. I'm starting to pick up things and trying to, and stuff, things starting to happen, you know. I'm not just talking about actions, but just things within are happening. I'm still trying to figure out what in the world is this, and trying to figure out how to flow in this new thing that God is doing. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say it again.
Hallelujah.
You know, and it's a neat thing to see God move and his Holy Spirit lead you. Got a call tonight from a really strange thing. Anybody knew that? Everybody say Conroe. Conroe was really hard, you know, hard on our heart. And we've been speaking it out over Conroe for a while, that God wanted to do something. There was a wild person. Everybody know David? He's just as wild and just as out there. They had come across one of the teaching CDs, all those river people. And they've been passing around to all the ex-rivers, you know, people that are ready to do the next move. And the hot CD right now is The Bread and the Wine. And I never really knew it. Can you believe that? And he called up and he said, you know, we know we've had our stuff going on. He said, had we have had this word, none of us would have been where we are today if we had only known about the bread and wine. And the pastor guy, it was David's brother, that picked it up someplace down in Humble or something. And he had it playing in the car, and he was just listening to what God is doing there. So I'm excited about some of the things that are going on. Everybody say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Tonight is all about experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit, or learning a little bit about the supernatural. And that's what Holy Spirit meetings are, or Holy Ghost seminars are, is to get us to the point to where we usually get to demonstrate the supernatural, or experience the supernatural, or learn something more that you wouldn't get in, you know, the average little conservative church setting. So we always stay real prone, and we don't confine ourselves into a little box, and we'll go out there a little bit more than normal on a Friday night. So we say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So when we say stuff like that, you know, we, like when we ask for this call and response, is because we can teach and we can do whatever we want to do, but there's a certain place that you can be so God can touch you.
Amen.
So God can touch you, and God can do certain things. Amen? So one of the things that Holy Spirit's been dealing with me on has been, you know, we said it, we've been talking a little bit about it on Wednesday night. Somebody say perception.
Perception.
Deception.
Deception.
Say it again, perception.
Perception.
Deception.
Deception.
How many of you are tired of being deceived? How many of you are just tired of being deceived? And there are so many people that are out there just deceived, and they don't even know it. And they will constantly be deceived is because the way that they perceive things. Now, you know, the Bible says line upon line, you know, what?
Precept
upon precept, or concept. Everybody say concept.
Concept.
Concept. And you know what? We perceive things. You know, we perceive things. And you know what we do when we perceive things? We developed a concept based on how we perceive things going around us. You know, we set up this little trigger. You say, this happens, that happens, this happened last time, so I know what this is all about. I can figure it out. Here we go again. And you know what? If we're not too careful, we'll be completely deceived and lost. You know that's blind? You know when you walk by the flesh and by your emotion or by your head, you know those things don't have the light of God. You're going to miss God's best. God can see. Somebody say, walk by faith. And not by sight. Now, if we walk by faith and not by sight, we're going to walk by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost by faith. We can walk by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost by faith, knowing that if this is the way that the Spirit is leading us, that's the area that we can go in even though we don't understand it. When we walk in obedience to the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, we're truly walking by faith. So we say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's doing something good. So one of the things I picked up a while back, why don't we go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I like one before even that. It says, let us therefore, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1, let us therefore fear. Everybody say fear.
Fear.
Say it one more time.
Fear.
It says, let us fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. You know, I wasn't looking to tackle this scripture tonight. I was going to get to verse 12. But this one started to glow as soon as I opened it up. Everybody say fear.
Fear.
Helps us keep a promise from God. Help us keep a promise of God. It says, let us fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. What does that basically mean? God speaks something. Whenever God says something to us, whenever God reveals something to us, God promises it to us. And when we walk in irreverence, carelessness, amen, we take lightly, you know what, when we don't fear the Word of God, you know, we don't reverence the Word of God, this is what God said, we don't take it serious, you know what happens? You know what, we take that Word lightly, and you know that promise just leaves us. Some say, you miss your promises. People say, you can't miss God. Oh, yes, you can. Number one way to miss God is not to reverence the Holy Spirit, or to be sensitive what God is doing and what God is saying and take it lightly. If you do that, you know what will happen? That promise will just leave you right by. You'll miss that opportunity. There are a lot of people, God wants to do a lot of things for them. There's a lot, you know, and there's a time and a season for everything. In the Bible says to everything there's a season and there's a time. And our promises come, but our promises have timetables on it. And most of the time, people's promises come right in front of their face. The thing they've been asking God for, the thing that God said they'd be doing or said that they would have, and all of a sudden that stuff starts to happen right in front of them. And right away, when God's about to manifest something, the number one spirit that jumps up is that old spirit of control, spirit of rebellion, and irreverence. Whenever there is a spirit of irreverence, we blow promises. You want to miss a promise, get irreverent. Look at the children, look at those Jews that when Jesus had come to his own seed and they wouldn't receive him. They didn't reverence him. They didn't honor him. They dishonored him and took him lightly. Therefore, they missed that promise of a Messiah. Why? Because they did not, somebody say, reverence and fear God. Well, it's the same thing today. It's the same thing in this wave of grace. Words can be prophesied and things can be said. You know what? And when those words come to you, what you do, you have to sit back. Don't think you know so much. Don't think you have so much. Reverence that word and fear that word or you'll miss it. Because you're not going to obey anything that you don't fear. And I'm not talking about fear like a ghost. I'm talking about humble respect and honor and dignity. Amen? When I hear a word from God, I stop. I change. I repent at every word that God gives. You know, repent doesn't mean that you're necessarily doing something wrong. Repentance just means change or position yourself to accompany what the Word of God said. Sometimes you fear God. You know what? You fear God. The fear of God will get us blessed. God will say, hey, I want to go in this direction. So therefore, I'll reverence that Word of God. I'll fear the voice of God and say, hey, wait a minute. I believe there's a God out there somewhere. And my spirit's leading me to go in this direction. And if I don't want to miss the blessing that's out there right now, I'm going to have to reverence that thing. You'll never catch a promise in irreverence. You'll never catch a promise in irreverence. You'll never catch a wave in irreverence. You'll never receive from a ministry in irreverence. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You'll always, somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You'll always, somebody say, praise God. We'll let him come on in. Hallelujah. Thank God. Look at somebody say,
you will always
miss out. I've never seen, you know what, God try to do something good, God try to bless you in something. He'll try to bless people in something and get them over to the point where they can start to get blessed, and all of a sudden you see them start messing it up, not being sensitive to spirit or to his operation or to what he's already set up, and miss God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen, let us therefore, she might want to sit on a higher chair. Yeah. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. How many want to come short of the best that God has? How many know there's a promise out there? How many believe there's a promise out there for us? There's a promise out there for you. There's a promise out there for this ministry.
Amen.
There's a promise for everybody in this room. But I tell you what, if we all don't reverence the Word of God and the things of God, guess what? You'll come short of it. Somebody say, you're not big enough to reach it.
Amen. You're not big enough to reach it.
People that are afraid to reverence the things of God. Amen. They're so proud. You know what? So, you know why they come short of it? God says, if you don't humble yourself, you'll be abased. Mm-hmm. And when you humble yourself, you'll be exalted. First thing you do before Word of God is you give that Word reverence and respect, and you give it place in your life, and you yield to that Word. Amen. Why does it say come short of it? You know why? Because the time when you're supposed to be big enough to reach for that blessing, amen, you'd have just been abased by God. But if you just humbled yourself under that Word, amen, you'll be big enough to grab a hold of it. Amen. Right in front of your face and right there. Oh, there it is right in front of your face. And all of a sudden you're walking real tall. And all of a sudden, nope, God's got to humble you. He that exalts himself will be abased. But he that humbles himself, God will lift him up. Somebody say, don't come short
of the promise.
It always happens. I've seen it happen time and time again. It looks like they're going to stand and roll. Amen. But you know what? Right before they get a chance to get their hands on, you know what happens? Something happens. God knocks them down, you know, gets them close, just right in front of their face. Amen. Somebody say, come short. Because of, you know what, not fearing the things of God. It says, for unto us the gospel was preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. Isn't that sad? Mm-hmm. Then the gospel was preached for them, but it didn't do them any good. You know what? You can hear as much as you want to. You know, the word can be just great, but you know what? Just like for them, but the word of God did not profit them. How can you not? Now here it says, listen, come short of promises. Even though it's a promise, you can come short of it. And here you got a word, amen, that doesn't profit you. There's nothing worse than that. Nothing worse than hearing a word that doesn't profit you. And everybody else saying, well, wait a minute. That word didn't do nothing for me. Well, could that word do anything for you? Could that word do anything for you? Many people want to blame God because they heard promises and they've seen things, and all of a sudden that stuff didn't happen in their life.
Some said the word does, most of the time when the word does not profit people, because the word of God will always be profitable. But for the word, in order for the word to be profitable in someone's life, they've got to mix that word with faith. Not just belief. See, there are a lot of people that like to mix their words with belief. But it didn't say belief. Belief is, yeah, there are a lot of people believe God can do stuff, but they don't have faith that he will.
Amen.
Amen? There's a difference between faith and belief. There are a lot of people that just got to the point where I believe God will do that. Well, go on, and since you believe it, then put some faith to it and cause them to do it. Faith means action. Faith means obedience. Amen? It, not being mixed with faith, it did not profit them that heard it. But we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works are finished from the foundation of the world. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. How many want to enter? I like to say this. How many want to enter into the rest of what God has for you? How many want to enter into the rest? Just get over to the other side and enter into that rest that God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that rest is? Ceasing from your own labors. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this supernatural rest is not having to depend upon you trying to work stuff up, think stuff up, figure stuff out. I tell you what, you can rest when you know there's a God, and when he speaks something, you just become obedient. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you can just become obedient, and then God will carry forth those things that you hear. I mean, I've been able to rest back knowing that I can depend upon the word of God. I don't care about the bills. I don't care about nothing. All I care about is hearing the word and doing what he said, and he'll cover the rest.
Amen.
Then you can have some peace and some rest. But there are a lot of people that aren't resting yet. Amen. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, and he spake in a certain place of the seventh day, on this wise, and God did rest on the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, that they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again he limited it a certain day, saying to David, today, after a long time, as it is said, today if you will hear his voice. A very powerful scripture. This is a problem. Let me say his voice.
His voice.
Says today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. I'm talking about people missing God because they choose to harden their hearts at the voice of God, putting it off tomorrow. Putting it off yesterday, other than just getting to the certain point, I believe in God. I believe this is what God is saying. I'll do something about it. Then you'll get some rest. And it says, for if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from all his works. I'm going
to
say glory to God for that. I'm going
to
say thank God for that. You ever seen busy people? Busy, 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 busy. Busy body, busy mouth, busy about everything. But what God said, and they can't rest on the word of God. Listen, you're not going to be able to enter into the rest of God until you cease from all your works. All your self-righteousness and all this other stuff, you know. Stop trying to make yourself what you should be. Just rest in God and let God create in you what he wants you to be. He'll bring it all to pass. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. I tell you what, that right there in and of itself is enough to let a believer, that's enough to let a true believer rest. So say chill. There are some people just need to learn to chill and trust God. Amen? There remaineth a rest unto the saints of God, to the people of God. Look at somebody, tell them, there remains
a rest
to the people of God. That's a deep thesis when you really think about it. Look at another person and tell them, I'm telling you to prophesy that to them right now because somebody might catch it tonight and just catch it by their spirit, you know? Say, there remains a rest to the people of God. There are a lot of people that get saved but never enter into the rest. There are a lot of people that get filled with the Holy Ghost, never enter into the rest. I mean, that's when you start to walk on the water that God's called you to walk on. Someone say, the rest. That's how you start to do impossible things. Someone say, the rest. People say, how are you getting that accomplished? I ain't getting nothing accomplished. I'm just resting in Jesus. How are you going to get that bill paid? Resting in God. How do you rest in God? Not worrying about a thing, just sitting back, listening to the Holy Ghost, and obeying. Somebody say, rest. How do you get the rest of what God has for you? You're never going to get it working it yourself. Someone say, ceased from his own works. That is a big thing to do.
Amen.
I mean, that is a big thing to do, is to cease from your own. Am I saying you don't have to work? No. No. You never stop working. Even when you're resting in God, you're still working.
Amen.
We say, praise God. God don't want people sitting around. He's seated on the throne. You better get up and get busy about what God has. No, we're going to just sit around in heaven all day. No, you won't. That's just lazy spirit. Glory to God.
Amen.
God's quickened you and made you able. You're always to do something. Amen. It's always the devil. Not people sitting around looking stupid. God didn't tell me to do nothing. Well, if he told you to do nothing, he would have knocked you out and killed you. And you'd be in the ground someplace. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You sleep more than you are awake. So ain't no reason in the bright hour of the day to do absolutely nothing. Somebody say glory to God. It's the truth. That's what sleep is all about. We sleep, you got 24 hours a day, and I say about 9 of those hours you just laying on your back with your eyes shut. That's enough. Somebody say hallelujah. While it's still day. Somebody say while it's still day. Go about and function in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What makes us tired? The Bible says those that labor for the Lord their God will never grow weary.
Amen.
People worry about me. I can go all day long, and I never get tired when I'm going about God's work and God's business. And if I get off in the flesh and a bunch of stuff, I'll get worn out. If I'm dealing with a bunch of fleshly people and a bunch of stuff that I'm not supposed to be into, 15 minutes will wear me out, and I'll be ready to snap. But when I'm doing what God wants me to do, I can go for 3 days straight. Amen. And have all the energy that God wants me to have. You know why? Because I'm not working. I'm resting.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you can run a mile. You can do whatever God wants you to do. And somebody say, "Woo, that's not work. How could you go like that?" You know, I've ceased from all my labors. Amen. I'm not working. I'm resting in Jesus. That's a miracle. Find out what God wants you to do and see what makes you tired. Your work makes you tired. Your labors make you tired. Your thoughts and your ability, that's what's wearing you out. He said, take my yoke upon me, upon you. Amen. It's easy and my burden is light. Glory to God. He'll break that stuff from off your back. He'll say, I don't want nothing anymore. I'm making me tired. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. But then you get off to by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. That's what this whole thing is about, learning to allow God to do things for you. And you just resting in Jesus as he goes about doing those things through you, trying to work miracles. Amen. And that's why people start to get faith. What are you worried about? Your stuff is over. If it bottoms out, that's God's problem.
Amen.
Pray in the Holy Ghost. God, just look at somebody and say, God can handle it. So say, fear. A lack of reverence. Are y'all seeing that different dimension of how we're to live? How we're to live? And you know, a lack of reverence for the things of God, for the people of God, amen, will cause us to miss the promise of God. Amen. For he that has entered into his rest has ceased from his own works as God did from his. See, there are a lot of people that don't want to humble themselves. We're all trying to build something, amen? All trying to do something, all trying to be somebody. Amen? You'll never get to be Jesus
or to be like Jesus until you stop trying to be somebody. That's a lot of things for a lot of people in ministry. They're not trying to be like Jesus. They're trying to be somebody. Try to be the next faith healer. Try to be the next Benny Hinn. Try to be the next Amy Grant. Trying to be somebody. Amen?
Amen.
Until you're nobody, you won't be like Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For he that has entered into his rest has stopped. Look at somebody say, stop it. Look at somebody just say, stop.
Stop.
You won't be able to. God's not going to have you start something when you're in the middle. He's not. Look at somebody and say, God is not rude.
God is not rude.
He is not going to interrupt your plans. He'll let you wear yourself. He'll let you finish going around in circles or let you tire yourself out, and then he'll give you an opportunity to try something else. So say, ceased.
Ceased.
Notice. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works. Glory to God. As God did from his. Let us therefore labor to do what? What do we work toward? What's the work at this point? Labor to enter into the rest of God. What should you be working at? To enter into God's rest. I work to stay in the ministry. Glory to God. I work to stay approved of God that I can continue to do what he wants to do. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. The word of God. Somebody say the word of God.
The word of God
is quick. And it's powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit. Now, all this other stuff we've been talking about a little bit earlier, you know what I'm saying? That was just extra stuff, but that's the meat of tonight. And that goes along with the Holy Spirit's trying to reveal to some of us. Amen. Somebody say perception, deception.
Perception, deception.
Say it again. Perception.
Perception.
Deception.
Deception.
The word of God is quick, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of, somebody say, soul
and spirit.
It's the word of God, that because there are a lot of people that are just so soulical, and they don't know the difference between their spirit and their soul. It feels right, you know, and as long as my soul feels good, you know, as long as I got this feeling, as long as I'm motivated, as long as I got all this other stuff, you know, that's God. You got to know the difference between your soul and your spirit. It takes a while to get to that point, amen? There are many places that my spirit desires to go, and I tell you what, deep within my soul, it says no. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My spirit may lead me to go in this direction, and my soul says, oh no. Some people say, my soul loves Jesus, my soul loves Jesus, oh bless his name. There are many times in my heart, I love Jesus, but my soul loves itself. The mind of man is an enmity against God, you know? And we got to renew that soul. You got to renew your mind with the word of God. If you don't renew your mind with the word of God, you'll be led astray and call it the Holy Ghost and call it God. And just miss it. Someone say,
it's the word.
Say it again.
It's the word.
I just don't feel good about that. I just don't feel right about that. Somebody say,
it's the word.
There are a lot of people that are driven by their emotions, selfish ambition, and selfish desires. They haven't developed themselves spiritually. And the word of God will be going in one direction. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Only the word will keep us on track. We've got to learn to discern the word, and you got to learn to call a word a liar. Be bold about it. Be bold about it then. What I'm saying, you've got to learn to call the word a liar. You know what? So many times we want to blow words off. But when a word's going forth, you must judge that word and face that word. If you're not going to obey the word, then you need to be bold enough to call the word a lie.
Amen.
Someone say, divide asunder between soul and spirit so that you don't let any word just slip you by real easy. You got to judge. Somebody say, judge.
Judge.
Every word.
Every word.
See, we got to get down to the point because so many people are used, and somebody gets, what do you mean calling the word a liar? No, I mean business. Somebody say, fear.
See? Fear. So we say fear. If you fear the Word of God and you reverence words and you reverence the supernatural and you reverence prophetic things and stuff like that, then you will handle it differently. You see, stuff that you don't get afraid with, you just go, well, I ain't worried about that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing. It don't mean that, you know, it's just words. We just used to just words. People just run their mouth. But every once in a while, somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
There are men and powerful women of God out there, and that word is real. That word is true. Needed to be obeyed. Needed to be trusted. Needs to be researched. Need to be prayed over. Needed to be meditated over. Amen? So that you can set. Somebody say, try. Try every spirit. Know the word of God. You know what? So that you're, so when you're not doing it, you say, when you go to God, say, the reason why they didn't do it, because you know what? It's a lie. Somebody say hallelujah. And that's the only word that we're going to be able to stand against God that we didn't perform it, that we didn't walk through with. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
How are you ready to go to the next level, going with the Holy Ghost and going with God? How do you think we get out there and we hear words and we're able to make decisions just like that? Because we flaky? No, we're not flaky. We've learned to walk in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Right. Amen.
And say, hey, wait a minute, that's this person over here, you know. I got to check some stuff out here. I got to take this man's word seriously. Let me say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The word of God is quick, dividing the center, soul, and spirit, and the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Say it's a discerner.
It's a discerner.
Now, we've been talking about perception, deception. Somebody say, it's the word. Glory to God. It's the word of God that's a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. You know what's a discerner? You know what'll tell you where people are? People run their mouth all the time. But you let a word of God come and see who stands through that word. That'll tell you the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. Now, we all playing games, you know, and all playing games, ain't nothing happening. Amen. We ain't gonna, ain't no light nowhere. We ain't going to be able to see nothing. Amen. You see, we weren't doing nothing. God wasn't speaking. God wasn't moving. We'd be okay. But you let the Holy Ghost speak. And the Holy Ghost speaks. Amen. The believer's got to obey.
Amen.
The believer's going to stir that in their heart and do something about it. Amen. But the non-believer, amen, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It will discern. That word will separate. Glory to God. You know what? That word will come and we can't do nothing about it. Those that can hold on will hold on to it. The other one will be blown right away. Why? Because the word, somebody say, a real word from God. I'm talking about where God says it and all of a sudden does it. It will discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Somebody say, send your word, Lord.
Send your word, Lord.
See, when there's no word, we can all hang together. Amen. But send a word that makes the obedient step up. Amen. Sends a word that makes the devil scream. Amen. Somebody say the word.
Word.
See, we were just thinking, you know, well, just have, you know, it's just the Bible. Glory to God. It's the Bible. Glory to God. It's the Bible. You know, it's the Bible. Well, the Bible does. Is it a discerner of the hearts? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I tell you what, it's that rhema. It's that logos. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. God's going to stick with the word. Somebody say hallelujah. God's going to stick with the word. He's going to stay on track. He's going to stay in season. We're not, you know what? In every season, I'm going from glory to glory, from glory to glory. Amen. And I've made up my mind, I'm not going to turn around. And I'm not going to stay where I'm at. I'm gonna, every word that God gives, yes, Lord, I'll obey. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you can tell where somebody is. Amen. By their ability to perceive what God is saying and do something about it. It's nothing sadder to me. See, I'm not just looking for people, well, I'm saved on my way to heaven. You know what? I want to see believers develop.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad to see blind people. Don't you know what's going on in the Spirit of God? You hear these people, and they're just walking around blindly in the dark spiritually. Don't you know what God's about to do? Don't you know what season it is? Don't you know the possibilities that are out there? Why? They don't hear and fear the Word of God. So we say, thank God for word people. Say it again, thank God for word people. Not a bunch of flakes.
People.
Not a bunch of feeling people. I'm talking about not people just prophesy. I'm talking about people that get a real part of the word of God that's been tried and true.
Amen.
Think what is spoken come to pass.
Amen.
Amen. There's evidence to what God is doing. So we say the word of God is the discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart.
I got this revelation a while back, and it might seem a little bit weird, and God led me to be speaking, to talk to you a little bit about it, all right? The Word of God is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God will bring light and insight regarding confused relationships. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You may not understand the heart of people, but the Word of God does, and it will bring it to light. Mm-hmm. The Word of God will also discern your own thoughts and intents. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 119, 130, glory to God, says, the entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, the Word.
Word.
Say, the Word.
The Word.
There's supernatural ability out there that we don't have to be lost. We don't have to be lost. You can have some insight there. Somebody say, praise God. Now, you're not out there. God didn't call you to go out there and read people's hearts.
No.
He didn't call you to get out there and read people's heart and judge people and do all this other stuff. But I tell you what, the Word, a true Word of God, will really shake some stuff up and let you know where people really are. That's when God really shakes the house. He sends a word. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He sent Jesus, shook everything up. Jesus came, and there were some people in there. It shook up some stuff. And it did. We weren't even able to see the heart of those people, those rebellious people, until the light came. Amen. And then we could see the heart there. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, assignments will also tell the heart and intent of people. Vision. Notice that God was also talking about unity. Mm-hmm. Teaching us about the power of unity. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that we can unify on other than, totally on, the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God, the vision of God, the potential of God, and the power of God. Neither is there any creation that is not manifest in His sight. But all things are naked upon, all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you go on over to Matthew, I think it is Matthew 22:18. Let's see what that says. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. You be spiritually in tune. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But Jesus perceived their wickedness. Somebody say wickedness.
Wickedness.
And we all know what wickedness means. Doesn't mean just mean. It means missing it. Wrong direction. Amen. Their wickedness, their crookedness, and said, why tempt ye me, being ye hypocrites? Somebody say hypocrites. Glory to God. I got this thing right here. We have to find out where it is, but I got this note in my Bible that I think is a really neat note in my little word book here. It said, but strong meat, somebody say strong meat.
Strong meat.
Belongeth to those that are full age.
Mm-hmm.
Even those whose by reason of the use of their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. How many want strong? There's some strong meat out there, people. There's some strong meat of the Word of God out there. There's some things. The Word of God is strong meat. There's a bunch of stuff that God doesn't want you hanging on little small stuff. But God wants to get you over to the good stuff. Amen. The strong revelations. You know, this teaching. You know, I tell you what, teaching that the Word of God is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. You don't know what's going on, but God can reveal it by just staying in the Word of God. Somebody say, turn the Word on. It will reveal people's hearts.
It will reveal people's hearts.
To me, that's strong meat. But strong meat comes to those that are of a full age. Well, glory to God. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Do you know what time it is? Somebody say, hallelujah. Do you know what time it is? Praise the Lord. Praise God. So we say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So we say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It's time to really, when I say, do you know what time it is? I say, do you know what the word is? If you know what the word is, are you referencing the word? Amen. What is God doing? What is God trying to say? That's where his power is. That's where his spirit is. Amen. There's a promise out there. Amen. And with that promise out there, we don't need to be left behind. We can grab a hold of the promise of God and see some wonderful things happen in their life. Let us just pray in the Holy Spirit right now, right where you are. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Say hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So life is nothing about hearing God and receiving the promise that goes along with it. But if you hear and never reverence, amen, you'll never be able to receive the promise. And if you don't receive that promise, amen, you won't have a life. Jesus promised to give you life and that more abundantly, amen. So let's learn to reverence God and reverence the things of God and get into what the Lord is doing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Or just say, I'll miss this one and catch the next one. Exactly. What you do catch is you learn how to miss it. Amen. Professionals in missing it. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. But God is good and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Well, it's a Friday night Holy Ghost meeting. It's 9 o'clock. If y'all want to have a move of the Spirit, I pray in the Holy Ghost. Other than that, we'll take an offering and let you go home. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. It's a new day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Faith. Faith moves God. Faith pleases God. Faith won't operate unless there's fear. Holy reverence. Someone say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Why don't you just grab your head right now? Just grab your mind. And I want you to pray over your perception. I want you to pray. Say, Father, right now in the name of Jesus.
Father, right now in the name of Jesus.
I hear your word.
I hear your word.
He sent his word and healed every one of their diseases. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, I want to reverence the word that I hear and renew my mind in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I tell you what, getting into this renewed mind thing, the word is what the Spirit of God, the word is what the power from the Spirit. The word comes from heaven. Amen. But I tell you what, the mind, you know, it's the mind, really the gate of that mind that brings things into manifestation. The unrenewed mind brings hell into manifestation. But I tell you what, that renewed mind in Christ Jesus brings heaven into manifestation. It's getting to your spirit. That spirit, that word will come to you in spirit and truth and get on the inside of your spirit. But if you don't renew that mind, it'll never come into manifestation. So we say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So we say get it to the point to where your perception is word perception. Everything that you do is under the influence of the word of God that you hear. Decisions you make and the steps you take is God's word that's causing you to do those things. Don't be late. Don't be late. Be right on time with the Spirit of God. Amen? And ride along with it. God is a good God. Well, praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Now's a great time to sow a seed. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. It's good to give. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Praise God. He had to wrap himself up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of y'all believe in blessing? Glory to God. It's the hour of the supernatural. If you need an offering envelope, Sister Dawn has it. Thank you, Father. I'd learned to do certain things, you know, and first thing I'd learn to do is I'd learn to reverence. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you because we believe in your word. Lord, we know, hallelujah, that our seed is blessed, Father God, and that's what we get return on. So, Father God, I pray that you turn your attention toward your people, Father God. And that you be a rewarder of those that diligently seek you and to those that diligently sow, in Jesus' name. And I heard something in the spirit as I was in this room a little bit earlier today, and it doesn't really match a lot of things that I go with, you know, my philosophy of things, but I just heard it come out of my spirit, and I just started to quote it. I said, let those that bless be blessed, and let those that curse be cursed. Hallelujah. I've been saying that, and it was right over there, and it just came right out of my mouth. It just came right out of my mouth. Somebody say confession when you're walking in the Spirit of God. And I confess that right now in the name of Jesus. Let those that be blessed be blessed. And let those that be cursed be cursed. Somebody say hallelujah. And you know, and I had problems dealing with that thing that I was confessing. And you know what? And you know, everything's confirmed by the Word. And I remember that Word that said, listen, I'll bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Right.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I wouldn't want to do anything different that God wouldn't do. Amen.
Amen.
I want to be in agreement with heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you what, God's agreement concerning my life is he wants to bless those that bless. Amen.
Amen.
And he's definitely into cursing those that curse. Amen.
Amen.
You know, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Somebody say hallelujah. You know, it's already done in heaven. God's already said it in heaven. All he's waiting for us to do is say it down here on earth so it can start to happen on earth.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So right now, I pray this prayer over the people of God. Right now, I pray it over the city. Let those that bless be blessed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Those that have a mindset to be a blessing right now in the name of Jesus, may water flow from heaven, Father God. May they be green and flourishing in the name of Jesus.
But Father God, those with evil intent and those that curse, right now in the name of Jesus. Bible says pray for those. I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, may their own words condemn them. May they dry up from the root, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we release that word, Father God, that those that have the intent and the mindset to be a blessing, that they would be able to remain in the land and prosper, Father God. That the wicked would wither away. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. And Father, bless this offering tonight. Use it for good. We thank you for all that you're doing supernaturally and financially. We thank you that this is an opportunity, Father God, for financial breakthrough. Hallelujah. For those that hear your word and obey. So, Father God, right now, in the name of God, you're the God of great provision, Father God. And I tell you what, for the first time in the history of this church, doesn't matter what you sow. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's already taken care of. Amen. Hallelujah. So you sowing straight from the get-go. Glory to God. I mean, what would take us 10 weeks or a week to get, it's already been gotten. Amen. Hallelujah. And I pray we never have to go back there again. Amen.
Amen.
So the offering tonight is for your good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm sure we'll find some good to do with it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But it's the truth. It's the truth. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. So consider your seed when you sow. Sow in faith.
Amen.
Sow in faith. And so many people want God to get involved in their finances, but they don't let God get involved. They want God to get in and work all these things, but they don't ever want. And this is where it starts, right here. You don't have to have a lot, but all you got to do is use your faith. Say, listen, God, I got some things to take care of this week. I need you to move. At least pray. Think about your stuff.
Amen.
Consider God in the offering. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You wonder why God never moves on in financials, because they never take these things seriously. Amen. I got a word from the Spirit of God. I said, listen, never let an offering plate pass you by. When God's passing out blessing, he'll never pass you by.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Praise God.
It says, do you always have to have money? No, you can get money from somebody else. But if you don't, put your faith in it.
Amen.
Think about it. At least get your spirit there. You know, that's, I don't get upset because some people just don't have to give. Amen. Some people just don't have to give. But you can tell a heart of a poverty-minded individual. It's not because they don't get, you know, they even don't allow their mind to go there. They don't have the resources to go there. They don't have the funds to go there. They don't have that stuff. But you know why they don't have it? Because they don't first allow their heart to go there.
Amen.
They're afraid to release their heart to even conceive sowing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So during these times, don't be afraid. Somebody say, release your heart at least to think about being a giver. Amen.
Amen.
And a good one. Amen.
Amen.
And God will open a door for you, and I guarantee you, God will open a door for you, and you won't be where you are. You'll come out of that stuff. I don't care where you are. You'll come out of that mess.
Amen.
It's a shame to be broke forever. Glory to God. It's a shame to be broke forever. God will find ways to bring resources to you and finances to you. Amen.
Amen.
But if you keep hardening your heart, you know, and leaving that door closed, it'll never come. Don't just waste. This is, this is what we call, we figured out there are many things that we could do to keep the lights on. 101 things, you know. If I had my way, I'd charge tickets and get a big band. It'd be easier, you know. And it, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But this is God's way.
Amen.
This is a spiritual thing. This is a spiritual thing. Amen. Because there are several ways. It says the word of God is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart and different things. But you know what? Also your seed. Amen. Your seed is a discerner of where you are. And that's where it starts. The Bible says where your treasure is, there will your heart be always. Amen.
Amen.
And many people's wallet never leave their backside. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Father God, I pray by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, I pray I've made somebody mad enough to sow tonight in Jesus' name. Because they'll get over it. Amen?
Amen.
They'll get over it. And that's exactly what we want them to do, is get over it in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, the Spirit of God is in this place. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you for all that you're doing. Some people need a miracle. Oh, some of you that took steps out there, some of you that took steps this week, you stepped out to do some stuff with your life. Don't you know God is serious? You need to be praying in the Holy Ghost. You need to be, if you knew what day it was, if you knew what hour it was, if you knew what word was in manifestation, even at this point, amen, you wouldn't be dry. You wouldn't be dry. You wouldn't be dry. Amen. But you'd be invigorated. You'd be empowered. You'd be worshiping. You'd be fearfully, amen, obedient to what God is doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, let it burn right now in the name of Jesus. Don't let somebody catch what's happening. Let someone discern what's going on. Yenananasa. Glory to God. Let somebody catch it and take advantage of it. Somebody that believes. I tell you what the problem is. Glory to God. It's the word before this one. It's reverence. Because I discern that something's going on by the Spirit of God. Amen. But you can't perceive that. Amen. But you can get it if you reverence. It's the worst thing to perceive something. I'm talking about, amen. This is a real thing, my dear. And it's an awful thing to know something without a shadow of a doubt. To have an inside track on something. And for my perception on this thing, I think is so, I can see it. And I know what's going on, but to be a pastor or to have a word out there, and the only ones that will catch are those that can believe the word of the pastor. That's why God was trying to tell us, reverence, reverence. We need to bind them. Anybody see we need to bind them? We need to bind them. It was on TV just a couple nights ago. She was ministering on this very thing. Amen. On this very thing. Amen. Glory to God. God's going to lead. Somebody say lead. Lead his people where he wants them to go. Bible says like a shepherd, he'll lead his flock. Amen. God's displeased about a lot of people. Amen. That are smitten shepherds. Amen. And done certain stuff. And out there all by themselves. And God said, I tell you what, I'll fix that problem. Amen. They don't think they need these people. Amen. He said, I tell you what I'll do is I'll cause that good thing, that promise. I'll cause a shepherd. Amen. They're going to have to get to the shepherd to get to the promise. Somebody say, that's what I have sheep and shepherds for. Somebody say, hallelujah. God said, there's no way around. Somebody say, hallelujah. Listen, Jesus Christ is the only way. Jesus Christ is the only way. That means the way of Christ. He left. And when he left us gifts and offices and things. Amen. So the way that God did it, amen, the way that God did it is the only way.
That's right.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We all got to humble ourselves and bow down to what God is doing. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God will lead us there. God will lead us where he wants us to go. Thank God that you can have a spirit and you can have a heart, you know, to where we can be led. Somebody say Spirit of God. Those are the Son of God, you know, be led.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say led. Not driven, not beaten, not controlled, but just led. And all the words go together. He'll lead you. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And I prophesy and I speak, I don't care what you pick up. Amen. That's why I know God. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Maybe somebody got a little bit better eyesight. Could that be? Maybe you had to humble yourself just to believe that. Maybe God pulled somebody out of something and said, hey, look, this is what you're going to do for your life. Amen. You're not living for nobody else. That's what goes with it. Amen. Maybe I can see Father. What's the price of me seeing Father? Amen. That means I have to lay down my life for you. Amen.
Right.
You'd have to lay down your life. You should. Amen. But you know what? He given me to you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if he given me to you, that's what it has he also done. He's equipped me. Amen. To be a blessing to you. Amen. And that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Amen.
And hopefully we're going to use it supernaturally. Amen.
Yeah.
Not just common sense. Amen. But God's going to give us vision and give us insight how to bless the people and see the people come into everything that God has for them. And I speak it right now. I don't know how long it's going to be going on for. Amen. God is moving in greater abundance than I have ever seen him move before. The people don't perceive it. Therefore, they won't get in sync and in line to pull it in. Somebody say hallelujah. If we just stop, pray, get in the Holy Ghost, we'll see it happen. God's ready to do it. God, and I've been feeling that heat. I just discern it. We're out of church early, so don't get mad. Some of you upset or whatever. I don't know what it is. Amen. We ain't no routine stuff anymore. God's moving, and I'm in the wave of the Holy Ghost. I ain't got time to be playing games. Amen. Yes. Felt like worship, you'd worship anyhow. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you said that, I saw myself jump up on a platform.
Uh-huh.
Where I could see everything.
Uh-huh.
And that's basically it.
Praise God.
And everybody else also.
Praise God. Somebody say thank
it's
you,
like
Jesus.
A platform where you can see what's going on. You're not wondering.
Oh. No. You know what I just saw? People walking through a maze, and God's up there going, no, don't go that way. Go this way. Go this way. Go this way. But they're like bumping into walls because they're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
I've been perceiving by my... This is one of the things I've been catching. And I've been talking about things that I've been learning about myself that I haven't been catching. You know, discern different spirits. But... tremendous heat, and the weirdest thing, other people don't have to be screaming and making noise or doing it with me.
That's right.
And I can tell when God's about to do something. I'll catch it and be able to tell somebody. They can't figure it out. You have to go there. David, I think he's just as off as anybody out there, but he said something, and as he said it, this heat came all over my body. It wasn't from him.
Right.
Had nothing to do, you get what I'm saying, but he had touched something where God was ready to go. How do I keep running my mouth? I don't get my lead from you. I don't walk by sight. I walk by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. This whole time I've been burnt up. I've been having church all by myself. I've been burning up.
Thank you,
somebody say hallelujah. I've been just burning up. The heat of the Holy Ghost is on. Amen. So if Jesus is here, we know everything's all right.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As to the worship, worship.
Are you hot?
Are you? Are you?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
I feel it coming from my feet.
Praise God. Huh?
Got a hair in my face.
And you're red.
Really? I don't turn red.
Somebody say praise the Lord. See? See, somebody say the anointing. See, there are certain things, you know. See, God doesn't need certain stuff to move. He moved before we started to have church. Don't we need to warm it up? No, I've been on fire for weeks. I ain't stopped worshiping from the last time. I'm going to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
A couple of years ago, at least, there was some literature about some classes that y'all were going to have in the lobby that y'all was going to.
In your church lobby, there was.
Yeah.
Praise God.
And I looked at them and I saw the quality of the teachers that was on it, and it scared me. Because, I mean, I knew that, you know, this
crisis was, this was a serious place. And I never, ever could get that out of my mind. And months ago, God started working on me. So we didn't have Sunday night service. Why don't you go and visit over there? Well, not being used to going to Sunday night. I kept forgetting until about time to be here. But God just wouldn't let me go. But all the while that this is going on, my spirit is getting more and more and more and more depleted. And so when I finally did come over here, I was in such sad shape. But I knew that coming here was going to change my life. Mm. Yeah. I've had some inklings of things to come without being specific, but just that there are great things to come.
Mm.
And I've just been not had the courage, I guess, to go for it, or not to have the side of how God sees me. I don't see myself as, you know, how can I possibly, you know, and but so what he's telling you is that it really is a time and place. It's a season. There's a well here, and it's a place to be serious. Even when you go online and you look at what is said about this church, and I did that before I ever came over here. I said, they're serious about growing Christians. And that still was a fearful thing. But by then, I kind of knew I was going to have to come here whether I wanted to or not.
I want to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. How you doing, girl? Glory to God. How are you doing, Brenda? Brenda got a haircut, y'all.
Oh, thank you.
How are you doing, Precious? How are you doing? Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
He predicted there were so many lost people, and people wanted to find God, that they would be like standing in a maze. And he said, Aunt Janet said, they bowed down and they said, which way to go? Which way to go? And I said, well, why are you telling me this? You know, because I said, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't going to leave me now, you know, because he was dying of cancer. And today been such a bizarre day. Y'all pray for Vicky. Keep in your prayer. But she started singing the song that literally made cancer patients come out of their room and ask, where is that voice coming from? I don't know if she ever sung for y'all, but she have a beautiful voice.
What song was she singing?
It's Anita Adams. What's it, Yolanda Adams? Yeah, When I Talk to You. And you can't, the people say you can't tell her voice from Yolanda. She had such a moving spirit, and they actually requested her to come into their daughter's and son's room.
Praise God.
And when you were saying this, I could just see him, because I have to, he's so much with me in spirit, you know. I think about him a lot, because he gave his life up for God, you know. And I said, Lord, you know, I hope he found a way, because I wasn't in any shape to give him any direction, you know, in Jesus. And I kept saying that I was looking for me a church home before I can find a home. I said I hadn't found that home, but I like to say I found my church home.
You are us, honey. We got you here, honey. You us.
You know, and I know that this is direction, this trials and tribulation, but I want y'all to pray that my faith goes stronger.
It is.
I have a problem forgetting, but not forgiving, you know.
Mm.
And it's the thing that doesn't happen. And I caught myself saying, Lord, why? Instead of joining in and praying, you know, to bind that devil out. And so think it's over your life. Say, Mama, you go. Say, because I need some extra prayer tonight, and I need to just kind of be by myself and get in. She would, at the same time, she'll tell me things to do, put Shaquille on this, and then she'll sing that song, "Talk to Me, Lord." And I'm saying, oh, I don't know if I want to leave her. Because, that's, you know, she won't just sing that song. It just don't come out, you know. And ever since she found that it was so special to her, and it made her think about Niagara. And I said, oh, I don't know if I want to leave. And that made me get dressed faster. Shaquille said, Granny said, I'll help you. You know, we was getting out of
somebody there. Get over there and put your hands on her and prophesy endurance over her. Just put your hands there and just prophesy endurance. And you pray life right back into her body right now in the name of Jesus. Pray life back right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're about to enter in a season of the supernatural. The angels are already here. Somebody say, praise the Lord. They're here. I know that sounds really bizarre and really strange, and you can get some CDs or something to catch up on it.
That's when I told you I wouldn't take myself in the room. And it comes to pass. Everything that these people was telling me, I'm living it, you know. And I wondered, I said, I guess all of God's people is locked up in rust, you know. One lady would run by me and give me pieces of scripture to read, you know. And I found that they actually told me, said, we're not going to let you go home until you admit that I will tell them that the power of God had me and that I didn't need them. And they didn't want me to say that. They say, who is he? And, you know, I'm like, okay. Do you read the Bible? And they said, well, take her back to her room. You know, and this lady come to me, she said, all you have to do is bow them out, announce God into your life, and set them free. So I just talk over them. The next time I meet them was, I talk over them, you know. And the one man, he said, oh, I forgot to ask you, how do you feel about Jesus? And I said, how do you feel about Jesus? And I walked right on out real quickly, locked me back in my room. Because I remember the little girl that they asked, did she believe in God? And they shot her, you know. And everybody thought, what a cruel thing to happen to a person when they acknowledge God. And I thought, if she can go that way, I can sure take some little extra medication, you know. And when I took the medication, and they were saying, it's not making her sleep. It's not, you know, and I told her, when the Lord leads me, sometimes I'll be up all night long. And I walk through the house, wash my dishes, and pray. And I said, Lord, whatever it is, I'm asking you to take care of it, you know, in your name. And my mother used to say, Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get behind me. So I would repeat that, you know. So I had these group of people that was into Christ, and they would come around me. And seemed like the head nurses and stuff, they didn't like that, you know. So I said, okay, nothing in it. And I'll tell them, go away. They looking at us, go away, you know. And then I just started getting in a group with them, you know. And we would sneak Bibles in the room. We had to sneak Bibles in the room. And the boy, she said, see, y'all done got caught with this medicine. Now y'all gonna get extra medication. And
I'm like, you know, okay. Right on the note. You know.
Greater is he that is in me than he is in the world.
And that's the way I lived for the last 6 weeks. But the minute I walked out of there, I took one pill. And that pill had me sleeping for 3 days. But I stayed up the entire time. The more medicine they gave me, the longer I stayed up. And Mr. Kenneth said, well, baby girl, said, it's just that medicine. And I said, I only took one pill. And he said, well, you don't need it. When you get time for you to lay your head down.
Was it your sleeplessness?
It wasn't just that. It's just that my lifestyle have been a night shift. So you can't turn my life into your life.
Dummies.
You know, and I realize they can't make me not believe in God.
Oh, the way you choose to believe in God.
So you have a time and a place when God wants you to do things, and it's not going to be at your time. It's not going to be at your style. He might tell you to jump in a muddy pond of water. You have on your white suit, but you're going to say, oh, I got on my white suit. Can't do that today. No, you're going to do it. And it's how you perceive things, you know. But we got mankind that watches us. But according to them, unless you in a religious church under their standards, you're not saved. And there's no such thing as God.
That's a really tough one, because the same thing happened to Jan Rundle. When she got baptized in the Holy Spirit, she went home and told her family she got baptized in the Holy Ghost and started speaking in tongues. They locked her up and put her in a nut house. And I'm sure if half of them heard me preach, y'all be coming to visit me. There are angels all about.
Now, I wait and let people announce God to me, and it's just like, wonderful. Hey, I see some of my God, because I go in to get ready to draw my blood. Maybe it's not going to hurt, you know. And I met a lady that goes from Lakewood Church that drew my blood and did my paperwork and invited me to come to Lakewood. And she said, why am I telling you all of this? And give me little scriptures and stuff. She said she packed a purse full that morning to give me these scriptures to read, you know. But every day of the week, she gave me these scriptures to read. And it was the same scriptures that I had been reading, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, I go to Nation Church. We're affiliated. But she said, well, give me my paperwork back, because it's a bunch of people that I got to save today. And it's just wonderful how the Word of God is going around.
I think what the case is that you, God, came in, and probably what those things years ago, you know. You're handling
because
it, right?
I asked him to lead me. I don't want man to lead me. I want God to lead me. And I asked him to deal with me. And I tell him, Father, you know I'm your dumbest child, so you have to lead me. You can't tell nobody else to tell me to do this. I need you, you know, to walk with me, to talk with me, to make sure I'm doing the right thing. And so far, and I even asked my kids, I said, as many times as they say I'm crazy, have I ever tried to hurt y'all? Have I ever did this? And it was just, they wanted me to believe their way, you know. They had a certain way. And I would go to work at night, and the patient be crying and asking God to take them, and I'll pray right with them, you know.
Take them?
You know, they be in so much pain, elderly patients, you know. They be in so much pain, and I'll say, let's do it this way. Let's pray and ask God to take away the pain, take away the agony. Not you, the person, you know.
Well, and I've known people, some people don't agree with it, but I know Brother Hagin's prayed for different ones. They go on to be with the Lord.
It,
you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
But, you know, we can't give God that command. You know, uh-huh. We do what he want to do, and we can't tell him, well, Lord, you know I need a new car. It's not going to happen that way. Hmm. He give us certain things to do, and we have to do it. I fought it for years, you know.
Praise God. Well, hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, Father, we bless this offering right now and all of our people in this room right now. You know where they are in every area of their life. Meet them there. Be Jesus that meets them. Be the God that meets them. Thank you for your visitation tonight, Holy Spirit. Get your goals accomplished in our lives, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory.
Remember that time you preached about ambulances?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's what I was reminded of that when I was praying for her. The Holy Ghost said the other thing. It was like, then the Lord said, he's bringing it in. Ghost are coming with the people for the Holy Ghost.
Hope we get ready. Hope we get ready. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Did y'all enjoy that tonight? Hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he just wonderful?
We reached our goals today at work.
Praise God.
Praise God. We had, it was a week of pushing and pushing, and 10 after 5, we got all our goals met. It's awesome. God did a miracle.
I would encourage everybody just to get real serious about God, get real serious about service and servanthood, because I believe that opportunity to be used of God is right around the corner. Amen? Amen. It's much better to be the servant than to be, amen, served. What does that mean? Blessed men to be serving to be served. Because there are a bunch of people that are going to come in here with lots of hang-ups and lots of issues and lots of stuff. Amen? And they're going to need it all. I'd rather be one that's helping them get what they need than be the one stuck up there with still my old problems. Amen?
Yeah.
How many of you rather be praying for somebody that got problems, amen, than having yourself?
Amen.
That's much better. Amen?
Amen?
So y'all be in tune with that. And just start to study those two things, you know. Study servanthood to get ready. Amen. Start to study servanthood. Start to study servanthood to get ready. Amen. And Krista was laughing because we're all excited about Bible school. We're all just excited about Bible school in September. We're just head over heels excited about Bible school. Hallelujah. We don't know how God's going to do it. We just know he's going to do it. Amen. In September. Let's pray for them right now. Father God, thank you for grace.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for Pastor Hal. We thank you for his clarity of thought. And Lord, we just thank you for his class and dignity, for his spiritual ethics, Father God. He decided to be like you. So bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus, and have them accomplish all that you have them to accomplish in the name of Jesus. Father God, we also pray for Pronto Printing, for Robert and Lisa right now in the name of Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost for them. Lord, we pray for these businesses that you've put around us. We pray for Joris right now. Thank you for hearing our prayer and getting her more business. But Lord, what would it profit a man or woman if they gain the whole world yet lose their own soul? Lord, we pray for Doris right now in the name of Jesus, that you continue to bless her. Father God, that you bring good relationships around her life and get her out of that house all by herself. Give her life, Jesus. We speak life and sunshine and friends and relationship in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you remove every wicked influence from her and give her God's best in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We get to have church Sunday morning. Yay, yay, yay. Y'all get ready. Y'all get ready. Y'all know we're going to have so many people in September, we're going to have two services on Sunday.
Hallelujah!
You got to decide which one you come into, the 8:30 service, the 9 o'clock service, or the 11 o'clock service. Amen. Amen. 9 o'clock, we'll take it nice and easy. Amen. Huh? 11 o'clock service, let it all hang out. You can come to the 1 o'clock service. Oh, Lord, we don't receive it. Lord, we don't want another 1 o'clock service. Lord.
Oh.
Okay. Amen. If y'all want to, since it's early yet, if y'all want to help us do about a little bit of cleaning, we can do that and knock it out now. Don't have to come up here tomorrow. Anybody that want to help us can. Glory to God. We can knock this whole thing out in 45 minutes. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if you don't know what to do, just ask me. I'll tell you. Amen. Huh? All right, come on. But what we do ask you to do, what we do ask you to do is do it prayerfully.
Yes.
Do it with prayer and a right spirit and think about people and pray as you clean. Amen. Hallelujah. If you got to go, go. We understand. Amen.
Glad.